Well, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and the extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation right now by clicking the subscribe button, turning on notifications, but most importantly, sharing an American First message with your friends and family. Well, today we have a story that I thought I would never cover. And that is the Democrats becoming so bold, so emboldened, that they're willing to destroy women's rights in the name of equity, in the name of inclusion. The Biden administration, if you don't know, has decided that they're going to revise Title IX, which is what protects women's sports and spaces, and allow it to include transgender women, thus biological males, and that there will be civil and penalties, criminal, possibly, for anyone that tries to stand in the way of this radical left ideology. And of course, the New York Times and the other fake news networks are more than happy to go along with this and praise about how stunning and brave it is, and how bold it is, and how inclusive it is, with no mention of what this does to women's rights. We'll be right back. You're not going to miss this. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. We have an article today. We're going to start with the New York Times, which is the fake news network. As you have the MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CNN, Washington Post, LA Times. They are all part of the same fake news network that are more than happy to be propagandists for the Democrat Party. And we have a First Amendment right. They don't have to be. They could actually be independent journalists, but they're perfectly fine being in the bag for Democrats and pretending to be neutral, but no shame whatsoever, just doing whatever the Democrat Party wishes and trashing conservatives. And we have a story today written by the New York Times on Biden's administration of redefining what Title IX is. And it used to be used to protect women, but now it's going to be used to punish women. So let's get into this story. The article starts off, the new regulations extend legal protections to LGBTQ students, rolled back several policies set under the Trump administration. They, of course, never mentioned that Title IX has been around since 1972. But what they don't mention here at all is what that actually means. You see that? These fake news networks in the Biden administration, they understand that most people will never read past the title. And so they intentionally mislead the readers and their viewership and people by not being honest early on when it's something they like, something the Democrats do, as opposed to writing something that would be more accurate and more honest, such as the Biden administration has destroyed women's rights to have their own spaces, to have their own locker rooms, to have their own sports. Now a biological male who identifies as a woman, that's what they call a transgender woman, can just walk right into a woman's locker room or compete in women's sports. And if you try to say or do anything against it, they will attempt to use the law to destroy your life. The article continues, the Biden administration issued new rules on Friday, cementing protection for LGBTQ students under the federal law in revising a number of Trump-era policies that dictated how schools should respond in cases of alleged sexual misconduct in K-12 schools and college campuses. Because what could go wrong? What could go wrong with biological males entering in women's spaces? I don't know. I couldn't imagine. What could possibly happen when you have biological males with male genitalia walking in front of women who are trying to change into workout clothes or for sports, whatever the case may be? It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma, and it's a riddle. I can't imagine what the danger could be to women for this. It blows me away, but the Democrats don't see it that way. They see it as this needs to be equity, and this needs to be fair. And if women's rights have to go away, then that is both stunning and brave. The article goes on, the new rules, which take effect August 1st, effectively broaden the scope of the Title IX, the 1972 law prohibiting sex discrimination in education programs that receive federal funding. They extended the law reach point to prohibit discrimination and harassment based on sexual orientation and gender identity. See, that's the key there. Sexual orientation and gender identity. That's how they're going to muddy the waters. And it continues, and widen the range of sexual harassment complaints that schools are responsible for investigating. What they're saying here, without saying, is that if a biological male decides that they are a woman, and then women complain about a biological male, thus transgender woman, entering women's spaces, it's not the male's fault. The school doesn't go after the biological male. The police don't arrest the biological male. No, they go after the women. They silence the women who complain. If the schools don't allow biological males to enter women's spaces, they want to take away the school's funding. Make no mistake, this leads to where they're going to start arresting women for refusing to allow biological males in their spaces. And you think I'm kidding about something like this? It's already happening in some areas of this country. For example, at Planet Fitness, there was a biological male that was in a woman's locker room because they declared themselves as a transgender woman, right? So the policy at Planet Fitness was that if a biological male wants to enter in a woman's space and if they identify as a woman, they're allowed to. They did. The woman took a picture of complaining. What do you think Planet Fitness did? They kicked the woman out. They took away the woman's right to work at the gym because she didn't feel safe with a biological male in her restroom. And the left applauds this. The left thinks this is great. And the left will continue to do so. I can't believe that we're having this conversation, yet here we are. We're at a day and age where words no longer have definitions, where words no longer have meanings. It can just, truth is relative. Truth is completely subjective. Truth is whatever you want it to be, unless, of course, you're actually talking about actual truth, like women are women and men are men, and biological males cannot become biological females. Well, if you try to say that, then you're a racist, homo, bigot, transphobe, and you should be silenced, your life should be ruined for speaking simple truths. See, when the left says that they want truth to be subjective, or they want to be inclusive, they don't mean that at all. What they mean is they want to push these radical left agendas and punish anybody that doesn't agree with them. The article goes on, the regulations make it crystal clear that everyone can access schools that are safe and welcome to respect their rights. Miguel A. Cardona, the education secretary, called with reporters. Right, so it's the biological males entering women's spaces who need to feel safe. Not biological women. They don't need to feel safe. In fact, if they try to complain or do anything, we will silence them and shut them out. We'll kick them out of their own locker rooms. We'll arrest them, maybe. I mean, how far does this go? You want one biological male that enters women's bathrooms, they're not allowed to say anything about it? They have to pretend that the biological male is a woman because they say so? I mean, how far has this got to go? I don't think you have to imagine too hard some of the horrific things that could happen. Imagine this is your daughter, and there's some 6'4" biological male, 200 pounds, walking into her bathroom, her locker room. Are you comfortable with this? What about when your daughter doesn't get to play sports because there's some 6'4", 200-pound biological male that claims to be a woman dominating volleyball or dominating softball? Dominating any woman's sports, dominating swimming. And your daughter, who's at a disadvantage, now that would have had the opportunity, now sits on the bench, and you're not allowed to say anything about it. That is exactly what the left wants. Do not doubt me on this. This is what they're pushing for. This is 1984 to a level that I never thought possible. This is something far beyond Orwellian. This is absolute insanity. Yet the Democrats are perfectly fine with it. They are perfectly okay with it. This is all about safety, but what they really mean is tyranny. This is tyranny of the minority dominating the majority. I mean, how many people out there do you know what a woman is? How many could define what a woman is? This shouldn't even be complicated. This should be very basic. Yet, the left is trying to convolute it to the point to where no one knows what any words mean anymore. And it has nothing to do with equity. Do not mistake this at all. This has absolutely nothing to do with equality or equity. This has everything to do with pushing the radical left's agenda to destroy society. The article goes on. Under the revised announcement on Friday, instances where transgender students are subject to the hostile environment through bullying or harassment or face unequal treatment and exclusion in programs that facilitate based on their gender identity could trigger an investigation by the Department of Office for Civil Rights. See, I'm not kidding here. I'm not exaggerating at all. They're going to try to tell you that if you try to deny a biological male from entering women's spaces, that they will punish you. Because it's about exclusion and inclusion and equal treatment. But for who? Not for women. I mean, they fought so hard all their lives for these opportunities. They have fought to have their own spaces. They have fought to have all these equal rights. And now the left, who pretends to be the champions of people, are trying to use the law to destroy women's rights, to take away women's spaces, to take away women's sports. How far does this have to go? What are you going to do when there's 5 biological men who identify themselves as women, thus transgender women, starting on a volleyball team, and all of your daughters are sitting on the bench? Because biological men just have the advantage, whether you want to admit it or not. They're bigger, stronger, faster. They have more bone mass, more muscle, more speed, more strength. It's just a reality. And that's why we separate sports. That's why we have a WNBA. It's because this up to 5 minutes ago, everybody knew this. But now, all of a sudden, you got these leftist elites trying to skew all this. And we have to stand up now and fight back, or women will lose their sports forever. Women will lose their spaces forever. Instances where students are repeatedly referred to by name or pronouns other than the ones they have chosen could also be considered harassment on a case-by-case. Again, so a biological male comes up and decides, I'm a woman, then you have to call them by whatever their preferred pronoun is, or they will punish you. The article goes on. This is a bold and important statement that transgender and non-binary students belong in their schools and in their communities, said Olivia Hunt, the policy director for National Center of Transgender Equality. There's no mention there of women's rights. There's no mention of women's spaces. Because words apparently don't have meanings anymore. They can be whatever the left wants them to be. I can't even believe we're having this conversation. I never thought that we'd get to this point, that this would be real. You read something like this, you think it's almost like a Babylon Bee article, but the truth sometimes is stranger than reality. Joe Biden and his radical left Democrats are trying to destroy women's rights in real time. These are where elections have consequences. We have to vote these people out of offices, or your daughters will no longer be safe, and women's rights will be destroyed. Have no doubt about this at all. It's very easy to look at just Leah Thomas and what happened with Riley Gaines. You remember back just a few years ago when Leah Thomas, who at the time was a biological male, decided to transition to women's sports. Leia Thomas, while swimming as a male, was in the 500s. Transitioned to a woman in one first place. Just like we said, biological males are bigger, stronger, faster. Yet you're seeing these beta biological males that then transition over to women. We're seeing it more and more as they get away with it. Competing in women's sports and taking away, they take away scholarships from women. They take away prize money from women. Taking championships from women. And then dorm rooms. How safe is a woman supposed to feel if there's a biological male that enters in their dorm that's supposed to be women only? How is this safe for them? How is anyone okay with this? Why is this even a conversation? But we're here and we're talking about it. It's just, it's so unbelievable that we're talking about this at this day and age. That we're even having a conversation about protecting women's rights. I mean, you thought we were talking about like parental rights. That was absolutely insane. But this goes to a whole different Aurelian level. And what's going to have to happen is that women are going to have to stand up and say no. Women are going to have to stand up and say enough is enough. That we will defend our rights. That we will defend our spaces. Because if they don't boycott, if they don't picket, if they don't refuse to compete, they will lose their rights forever. It's much harder to gain your rights back once you have lost them than it is to just keep them. So women must stand up now and must say no. It's really going to come down to what women are willing to put up with. Are you willing to lose everything that you've worked so hard for, that your parents worked so hard for, to gain opportunities? That's just going to go away if you don't stand up now and say no. No more. We will not give another inch. A woman is a biological female. It is that simple. There's nothing convoluted. There's nothing complicated about it. Words have definitions. Words have meanings. And the obvious Orwellian 1984 evil here, it is just so obvious. It's hard to believe that we're making this video, but we're here and we're talking about it. This redefining of women's rights, what it's going to do is it's going to subvert due process. Because in school boards, and activist judges could just decide that they will punish people for saying a woman is a woman and a male is a male, or not allowing biological males in women's spaces. We've already seen it. We've already seen them punish women for daring to stand up and complain and trying to ruin their lives. This will take away free speech, because if a woman tries to say that the woman is a woman and a man is a man, or they don't want to compete against biological males, that these leftist elites will try to ruin their lives and take away their scholarships. You don't want a biological male on your team? Well, then forget sitting on the bench. You're not on the team anymore. You don't want a biological male in your locker room? You're not comfortable with that? Well, then you're not allowed to use a woman's biological locker room anymore. You don't want a biological male in women's bathrooms? Well, then you're not allowed to use the bathrooms anymore. That is what's going to happen. We've already seen it, that these are going to protect these leftist elites and not protect biological women. So we can support you. People like me can make videos like this. We can bring awareness. But ultimately, women are going to have to stand up and say no. Women are going to have to stand up and protect their spaces. That is the only solution here. Women are going to have to decide how much they give up before they stand up and fight for their rights. So those are my thoughts. Let me know in your comments. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, but most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family and help us spread a conservative conversation. Welcome back, independent thinkers, true seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Make sure you turn on subscriptions, notifications, but most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family. Well, we got a story today that is absolutely hilarious. It's unbelievably ridiculous. This is everything that the left has done wrong. The left has decided that they're going to look the other way at crime in the name of equity. And they routinely release criminals back on the street. And it has gotten so bad that a conservative commentator named Benny Johnson, he decided to go and make a film where he was talking about an In-N-Out. It's the only one that's ever closed. It was closed because of rampant crime. And I kid you not, while he was making his video about rampant crime and people being robbed in the driveway, he himself was robbed. You can't make this stuff up. It is so beyond believable. And we're going to play that video for you in just a moment and then talk about it. You're not going to miss it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back, independent thinkers, true seekers, and conversationalists. Benny Johnson made a video about an In-N-Out burger being robbed and being forced to close because crime was so high. And while he was making the video, he himself was robbed. This is insane, but it's real. So here we go. We're going to play clip one of Benny Johnson's video.
In-N-Out Burger is a beloved fast food franchise. They are wildly popular and expanding everywhere except for in one location. Welcome to the only In-N-Out Burger that has ever closed. This is a historic location. You can see the iconic building, but there's a fence around it. The signs have been ripped down, and the windows are all boarded up. Why did this In-N-Out Burger close? Well, because people were getting robbed in the drive-thru lane. 1,000 different criminal incidents of people being robbed while trying to get a burger in the drive-thru lane here. In-N-Out? Yeah, In-N-Out got the out of here. The reason that California has descended into a third world criminal hellhole is because of Democrat soft on crime policies that defund the police and that view the criminals as the victim and not the taxpaying citizen. Speaking of being a victim, we were literally robbed while we were filming this video.
Middle of the afternoon, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And a car gets smashed.
Man, it's time to get the hell out of Oakland, California.
My gosh. Truth is stranger than fiction. He literally got robbed by making a video about In-N-Out closing because of being robbed. Oh, wow. California. Well, you don't know the story. Benny Johnson visited Oakland, California because it's the only In-N-Out burger joint that has ever been closed. And it was closed because of rampant theft. It got so bad there that it's the only In-N-Out Burger that's ever closed. They have been successful everywhere else they've opened. They're incredibly popular. They're pretty dang good burgers, in my opinion. I think they're better than your average fast food burger. I don't know if they're that amazing, but they're good. They're fairly priced from what I remember. And I remember we were sat in line for a while, and we got a pretty good burger. They were very busy. They seemed very profitable, the one we went to. But crime was so bad. Apparently, people were literally being robbed by thieves while they were sitting in line to pick up their burger. It's this is the cost of liberal policies. This is what happens when you defund the police. This is what happens when you have soft on crime policies. This is what happens when these radical leftist DAs decide that bail is racist. I mean, who could have thought? Who would have known that if you just release criminals back on the streets, they're going to commit more crimes? If you don't arrest someone for committing crimes, if you don't charge them with crimes and throw them in jail, they're going to be more emboldened to commit more crimes. Who could have thought? Who could have guessed? It's like a mystery wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in an enigma. It's impossible to predict these kind of outcomes. You take something as simple as a freeway, right? And you set the freeway, like here the freeway is set to 60 miles an hour in our state, most places. But if you don't enforce the law, what happens? People start driving faster and faster. If they don't think they're going to get pulled over, if they don't think they're going to ticket, it's the fear of consequences that keep people from breaking laws. If they have no fear of consequences, well, guess what happens? More and more people are willing to break the laws. This isn't complicated. There's nothing here that should blow anyone's mind. It's all pretty basic, common stuff. If you don't arrest people for committing crime like theft, what you get is Oakland, California. You get rampant theft. When you have policies that are so ridiculous that as long as someone doesn't steal over $1,000, they won't be arrested or charged. Well, then what do you think criminals are going to do? They're going to steal $950 worth of stuff and walk right out the front door. And you can watch endlessly video after video after video of this exact thing happening. It's unbelievable. But here we are. And you, as a citizen, you really got two choices. You could do what In-N-Out did. You can get out. You can leave. Like the mass exit for California just a few years ago, they couldn't even get a U-Haul to move out because so many people were getting the hell away from that place. You can try to vote the Democrats out if you can get past the mail-in ballots. If that's even possible at this point. To make people safe, you have to lock criminals up. If they commit a crime, you lock them up so they can no longer commit crimes. It will get them off the street and get them to stop committing crimes, but it'll also discourage other people from committing crimes. If there's a fear of being arrested and your life being ruined, it's less likely that people will be willing to commit crimes. If they know there's no consequences, what do you think is going to happen to someone that's on the border of committing crimes? You think they're going to want to go work a job or just steal what they need? If you know that you can just steal under $1,000, why pay for groceries? Why not just load up your cart, walk right out the front door? As long as it's under $1,000, what can they do about it? You know the police won't arrest you. You know the prosecutor won't charge you. And so businesses can't afford it, so they just leave. And they turn into these Democrat hellholes. The other part of this that's not talked about enough is not just locking up criminals, but it's then reinforcing at a social level and the local level the nuclear family. The nuclear family is the key to living a great life. And you don't know what the nuclear family is, that's first graduating high school and then getting a job and then getting married and then having children and staying married throughout raising the children, and then raising them in that two-parent household to then graduate school, get a job, and then get married, then have kids, and the cycle continues. That is the single highest chance not to live in poverty, not to be ridden by crime, and not to have a problem with drugs. Is to have a father and a mother in the home raising children together. And you see this everywhere. You see where the black community where they're 15% of society, yet they commit 50% of the homicides and violent crimes. And its vast majority of black families, unfortunately, are raised by single mothers. Whereas you have the opposite of the Asian families, who have a vast amount of wealth and success and some of the lowest crime rates and imprisonment rates and drug rates, because they have the highest percentage of the nuclear family. It's the single most indicator we have to living a great life and realizing the American dream. But Benny Johnson, robbed while he's making a video about In-N-Out being robbed. Jeesh. What? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the video. Let me know what you think. We got a lot more to talk about. And I want to thank you for listening. Don't go anywhere. Share a conservative conversation with your friends and help us spread an American First message. I'm your host, Cash Lorne. We'll be right back. You're not going to miss it. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Today we have a story for you that's somewhat heartwarming and encouraging. And what happened is some girls, they decided to step out of their track and field meet to protest a transgender competitor. Okay, it's a transgender woman. This is a biological male who identifies as a woman, decided they're going to compete on the girls' team. The girls finally stood up and said enough is enough and refused to compete. And I think this is just one of the greatest stories that I hope we see more of. Because, for one, it gives us a break from the bad news and it gives us hope. This is a story of bravery. This is a story of courage. This is a story of honor and duty. And to save women's sports, it's going to have to be our brave young women who stand up and say no, who say enough is enough, and they will no longer let biological males steal their opportunities. And we're going to cover this story here in this next segment of the Cash Lorne Show. You're not going to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. We have a story today where West Virginia girls decided to step out of the track and field meet to protest a transgender competitor. And this is something that is just incredible. I wish I had more stories like this because, in my opinion, this is what's going to have to happen to keep biological males out of women's sports. We just had an article we talked about earlier, where Biden administration has decided to change Title IX, which is meant to protect women, to not protect women at all. In fact, to punish women who dare stand up against the leftist message that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. And if you think for yourself, if you dare to go up against that, they will try to punish you and ruin your life. So In this article, which was written on OutKick, that was shared by Riley Gaines, it says, on Tuesday, a United States Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a West Virginia law that bars biological boys from competing on girls' sports teams cannot be enforced with regard to a 13-year-old who competes in the girls' track and field team at the athlete's middle school. So you don't know, the Virginia law is saying that biological males cannot compete on women's sports, which should be across this whole nation. That should be basic. Like, why are we even having this conversation? But we are. And the extreme left is trying to force, in the name of equity, to allow biological males into women's spaces. And what could possibly go wrong there? What could possibly go wrong with biological males entering women's spaces? I have no idea. I mean, maybe your imagination could put together what could possibly go wrong with that. Why would women feel unsafe with biological males in their locker rooms or in the bathroom side? It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in an enigma. I can't figure it out. Maybe you can on why women would be against this. So the article goes on. The defendants cannot expect that this athlete will command themselves social transition, that their medical treatment and all the work that they have done with their school, teachers, and coaches for nearly half their life, introducing their teammates as they are now a girl. Well, essentially what this judge is saying is because this process had already started, that the school cannot then kick them out. What they're trying to say in this article is important to note. This rule does not impact West Virginia law. It only applies to the individual in this particular case, since the individual began transitioning in the third grade. Let me say that again. Begin transitioning in the third grade. That means at 8 to 9 years old. The parents should be in prison. Any doctors who help this person transition at 8 or 9 years old should be in prison. This should be a red line that's deep in the sand that if you dare at 8 or 9 years old, 8 or 9 years old, transition a child to a different sex. Whew. This is a real story. This is an actual article, and this happens across the United States. People vote for this. People think that it is okay. People vote Democrat. People think it is okay to take your 8 or 9 year old girl and turn a boy into a girl or girl into a boy and then applaud when this biological male is now a transgender woman at 8 or 9 years old dominates women's sports. Here we are. And then on Thursday, these brave young women, they stepped up during the meet to protest the inclusion of the transgender girl at the center of this case. And good for them, because women must say no. Women must say enough is enough. And if they don't, they're going to lose their spaces forever. They're going to lose all of everything that women have worked for to biological male who identify as women, thus transgender women. I mean, what are you going to do when your daughter sits on a bench because biological males, who are bigger, stronger, faster? That's just natural. That's just reality. That is just truth. Men have more bone mass. They have more muscle. They have denser bones. They are bigger, stronger, faster than women in general. Okay, that's why we separated women's sports and male sports. Because we didn't separate them, women would have no opportunities. You can't expect biological women to compete against biological males for very obvious reasons. But the loony left is trying to say, no, that's fine. You know, because it's all about equity. It's all about equality. If somebody wants to decide they're no longer a boy and they're now a girl, well, then you have to believe in that delusion. You have to support them. It's inspiring. It's stunning and brave. And if you don't, well, then you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe. And you must be punished. Your life must be ruined because obviously you don't agree with the radical left. And so you are not inclusive. You are not equitable. What's wrong with you? You think you know the difference between what a woman is and what a man is? You must be one of those white nationalists, one of those racists, one of those bigots, one of those transphobes. They will try to slander you into submission. And so again, what is going to have to happen? Because what we see is when is always beta males transitioning over to women's sports. When they can't win in the male categories, all of a sudden they dominate women's sports. And the most famous case of this is Leah Thomas in swimming when went from 500th place all the way to first when they transitioned from a male to a female. And it's getting worse and worse. We had a case where the volleyball team, all their starters were biological males who just transgendered to women. All of them. Wow, what are the odds? And you see video of all these biological women, these poor girls, sitting on the bench while these biological males take over their sports. So we just have to ask women, how far will you let this go? Because at the end of the day, it's biological women that are going to have to stand up and say no. It's biological women that are going to have to stand up and say enough is enough. Just like the story we covered where these young girls refuse to compete against a biological male. That is what's going to happen to save women's sports. People like me, we can make videos. We can bring awareness to this issue. But at the end of the day, it's going to have to be biological women who stand up and fight for their rights. It's going to have to be biological women who stand up and fight for their sports. It's going to have to be biological women who stand up and fight to save their spaces. It's going to be biological women who stand up and fight for their rights to have their own locker rooms. It's going to have to be biological women who stand up and fight for the right to compete against other biological women. And if they don't do that, if they continue to submit to these biological males who identify as women, they will lose their sports forever. And everything that they've worked so hard for to achieve will be gone. And they won't get it back. They must stand up now and say no. No more. Women only. They must stand up and picket. They must stand up and refuse to compete. Or it's over. They lose their spaces. And their daughters will no longer get their own sports, get their own locker rooms, get their own bathrooms, and no longer have opportunities that they should have had. They will lose scholarships. They will lose championships. They will lose prize money. They will lose their sports and their spaces if they don't stand up and say no. And that's going to run us out for today's show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure that you share a conservative message with all your friends and help us spread an American first. I'm your host, Cash Lauren. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless the USA.